So while we are
Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Cricket Show, broadcasting around the world every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Your hosts for The Cricket Show are Leon Francis, Ivor Henry, and Audley Watson. But the most important player is you. To join in the fun, call 1-347-934-0226. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow or fast bowl us an email with your questions and comments to thecricketshow@comcast.net. And now, let's talk cricket, lovely cricket. Here are Leon Francis, Ivor Henry, and Audley Watson.
Yeah, come back in, Virgil.
So, Roper now to continue from the firing bolts, but one gets a lift and delivery jump. Dead bat onto it, beating outside the line of the off stump. And Roper coming down the track, signaling to Bawani that that ball had a lot of movement and certainly did. So the total remains on some 95 for the loss of two wickets. The end of over number 14. Bowled by Owen Roper and Ivor, they're coming off for a refreshment break.
Yes, there is a mandatory break here. After how many overs there, Eddie? About 10? 15 overs. Yeah, so after 15 overs, they would have taken a break here. And you're listening to the Block Talk Radio Cricket Show. And we are here at Lake Stevens Elementary School. And we're bringing to you live ball-by-ball commentary between the International Cricket Club and Oswald Park. Oswald Park would have batted first this morning and scored all of 265 for six wickets. And international in the one chase.
Some 95 for the loss of two wickets after the completion of some 14 overs, Ivor.
Yeah, so they're giving a good account of themselves, Eddie. All is not lost. And I think it's a well-needed break for the international batsmen, especially, because they would have been in the field from since morning. And in quick turnaround session, number three and number four batsmen find themselves doing yeoman service for international. We still have a lot of few probably competent batsmen in the hut for international. But without the Mark Soupbone Johnson and Stephen Taylor, I think it's going to be an uphill task, either way you look at it. But we still have Virgil out there in Radio Land, and Leon, I'm going to ask Virgil to just let us know your feeling, Virgil, and then I'll get to Leon quickly.
Well, I just wish Adwell Park the best in the final and hope it goes all the way.
Okay, and Leon, good afternoon to you, and it seems we're going to be here for quite a while, because out of the 40 overs, we have just crossed the 15 over mark. But how do you say?
Well, it seems good. May I just say good afternoon to you and to all the wonderful listeners out there as well, because I'm enjoying the cricket, enjoying the commentaries. And when I heard Oswald Park made some 260 odd runs, I thought that was a huge total. Nevertheless, it's not impossible. I don't know if you're hearing me too well.
Yeah, we're hearing you loud and clear. We're hearing you loud and clear.
Indeed.
Because it's a party atmosphere here, so you'll bear with us a little bit. The party stand here. Jumping.
I think I don't know how the weather condition is there, but it would appear that it's good cricket.
We're here. No, it's lovely sunshine here. It's brilliant sunshine, as a matter of fact. I say so myself. So
were they jumping because the Trinidadians won today, or were they jumping because the Jamaica have lost their winning streak?
No, well, I don't think too many people would have noticed that would have taken place. But the atmosphere here, you know, it's kind of like people know it's the the first finals of the year for South Florida Cricket Alliance. So what is happening here is that people would have come out in their numbers on a regular Sunday afternoon. They've come as far afield as South Shore and further in the north. And what I can say here is that the folks are really enjoying what they're seeing here. Like I said, we have the likes of a Joey Pierre who would have done service for his native Dominica. He's now coming out here a little beaten, battered, but he's nonetheless he's doing what he ought to be doing for his team. He's a tough cookie, you know. He's in partnership with Bawani, and they two are building a good partnership between them. These are the middle overs, Leon, and just like Oswald Park would have done. They started off with a flyer. It was some 50-odd runs for the first wicket from just a few overs. And then they gave way for two quick wickets, and then they built the innings in the middle, and they finished with a flowy. It was like a wheelie. But I'm going to let you just finish up here because the umpires are making their way back out to the middle and shortly to be followed by the fielding team and batsmen.
Well, I have not much to say. I just wish you guys well. Continue doing the wonderful job that you're doing. And we want to hope that many of our listeners are enjoying every moment of it. And we hope made a better team win.
Well, well said. And we hope that cricket would be the winner in all of this as well.
Indeed.
Okay.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio, The Cricket Show. You're invited to join us. Our number is 1-347-934-0226. Stay tuned.
Well, welcome back here to the Lake Stevens Elementary School Cricket Grounds at this time. And we are awaiting the resumption of play. So during this time, you were not missing any cricket. The players came off. They refreshed themselves. And I think they are eager to go, especially the Oswald Park guys. They're a bunch of happy-go-lucky guys, you know. They come together as one. As a matter of fact, only a few years ago, they were sporting two full teams with some wings. And when I said wings, I mean there were additional team, maybe 2.5 teams. So for all it's worth, they are in good stead and they're a proud team. As a matter of fact, they're one of two clubs, I think, in the south here that would have had clubhouses. So they're a serious bunch, I dare say. But Leon, at 6 o'clock, I think we have this until 6. I think we're going to have to just pick it up from there again and finish the conclusion. So we're just going to allow the listeners to know we'll break away just before 6 o'clock to bring our regular 6-9 thing. But we going to be continuing the cricket to bring it in its entirety, and then we will get into our regular Sunday afternoon programming. So for those who will be out there listening with us, they can stay, and we hope that you are enjoying the commentaries coming to us here via the Block Talk Radio, The Cricket Show.
So
well said.
Well done by Ivor Henry and Virgil Francis, along with Leon Francis. And I wonder, Ivor, if there is any sort of relationship between Virgil Francis and Leon Francis,
well,
other than they're both from Antigua.
No, well, I understood that both of them were fighting for the coveted title of Pope Francis.
Well, I can only wish both of them luck. So the players are out in the middle.
Go on, Liam. You said what?
Yes, I want to jump in. Virgil would not admit it, but we are distant cousins.
Oh, okay then. Well, we're going to see how much relationship these two teams have between them because we're about to resume play here. And Eddie, you take it away.
So the players are out, the umpires are out, and David Wellington is about to pick up the attack from the far end, from the commentary box. And here is he now on his way to bowl to Pierce. And Pierce driving again, Ivor. The ball ricocheting off the stumps and going down towards the wide mid-off position. The batsman come back for...
Ooh!
And this will be some four overthrows, Ivor.
Yes. 5 runs, there it is. All of 5 runs.
Five runs.
So it is some 99 now. It is Ivor for the loss of 2 wickets. And the captain himself cannot be extremely happy about this overthrow. The excessive runs being given away.
I said anything he touched in the field, he's giving boundaries. He gave boundaries when he was bowling. Now a ball went to him for a comfortable single, and he rifled in an awkward throw back to the wicketkeeper, very much uncalled for. I would dare ask the question, could it be that the captain would have had some wages under the table?
Well, who knows? Here is Wellington, and he's went out to both of Awani, but Awani is driving straight towards the captain himself, and this time he didn't make a mark of it either. He field the ball very cleanly and prevent the batsman from getting a single.
Well, we know these Pakistani, and you know, they've been charged and found guilty of, you know, doing a little thing or two. Could it be that the overthrow was something spot fixing?
Well, who knows? We're not really going to get into that. Here's Amin.
Oh,
the there's a loud appeal, but not outside the umpire. Ivor Henry and umpire Raghunath, in the brightness of day, failed to raise the index finger. Damien Wellington is not happy. Skipper Davis is not happy, and neither is Beckford.
Well, the batsman stood his ground, his legs crossed. He's like, what are you appealing for? But what really matters here, Eddie, is that the man who is in the best position to give a decision, and the only man who is in the position to give a decision, would have made his decision, and he remains unmoved. He says, not out.
So he nods in the negative. Not something that the Aswal Park team would love to see, or they enjoy seeing, the nodding of the umpire's head. Not out, said the umpire. So Damien Wellington walked back towards his bowling mark. Not a very happy bowler, not a very happy camper.
But then again, I think that Bawani, he's playing and throwing caution to the wind, Eddie. Outside the off stump, he's going with a big whack. But again, I said there's a third man that is going to be, it's going to be slicing to either third man, or it's going to go out to Blake. No, boy, you can't do that, man.
So we might have a little bit of a disruption out in the middle there. Either Damien Wellington is walking off the field, or just about to walk off the field, and certainly sometimes you have to look at the umpire's decision. Damien Wellington dropping the ball and walking away.
They're saying that the music is a little bit loud over here, so the umpire said he didn't hear anything. I thought the fielder was coming off the field, but okay, so.
So the music in the party stand has to do with the umpire's decision. Ivory, didn't see?
No, what the fielder said, he came all the way to the boundary, said that the music was a bit loud in the background. So the umpire is saying he neither saw nor heard anything because probably the music is too loud in the background. So the music has been turned down.
So he gave the batsman the benefit of the doubt. Here we go. Wellington now bowls to Bawani. Bawani pushing it into the short mid-off position. Davis comes across and fields to his own bowling. And again, the batsman can get no runs. So the total remains on some 99. It is for the loss of 2 wickets.
So hello. Yeah, we have them as little as a month to...
It goes over the boundary board now. Lovely shot there from Bawani. Damien Wellington guilty of overpitching outside line of the off-stump, and the man just slapping it away between cover and cover point and into the boundary for 4.
Yes, that was a beautiful shot there, and he's not paying any attention to what would have gone on before, Eddie. He's playing every ball on its merit.
So the 100 comes up to 104 for 2. Here is Wellington. Now on his way down to Boto. And he's just driving up to a straight mid-off. Pop's been pulled off the long off boundary, but cannot prevent the batsman from getting a single. So one more to Bawani. One more to the total. The over comes to an end. It's 104 for the loss of some 2 wickets, Ivor.
Yeah, very interesting over there. A lot's been happening there during that over, because we had a beautiful straight drive that went cannon into the non-striker's end wicket, and then we would have had a loud appeal which was turned down during that over, where umpire Raghunath, who was in a position to say the batsman was not out, caused a little bit of stir in the crowd and the cricketers alike. But no damage done, nothing to be reported, play continues, and right after that we saw a lovely off drive being played by Bawani.
So Bawani continues to be aggressive, he continues to be assertive, and he continues to stamp his authority, not only out in the middle, but also on every bowler that he has faced so far this afternoon, Ivor. So we're going to see a change of bowling from the northern end. It may very well be the introduction of White. So Roper bowled some 7 overs, 1 for 21. And the skipper has decided to give him a break. So we're going to have a new bowler from the northern end. So we're going to have O. Williams from the northern end, Ivor Henry. I think he might have played for the U.S. owner, but we'll come back to that. Very short delivery. And certainly, I'm sure that Bawani will try to, well, he is readjusting himself now, however, he's retaking his guard from the umpire. So he settles into his stance now, satisfied. Here is Williams from the far end. Far the umpire, both to, he's beaten outside the line of the off stump. So good deliveries that far, so far, two that deliveries, Ivor.
Very useful for the Oswald Park. I mean, that's calming them down a bit here. They want something to go their way.
So the spinners might be the trump card and slinks it away out towards the mid-wicket position. The man coming off the mid-wicket boundary in Blake. They've gone for one, and that's all it will be. So the throw comes in. Not a very strong one by any stretch of the imagination, Ivor.
Now, well, he overthrew the bowlers who was backing up there. So I would think that they almost got overthrown there, but Roper was in good position there.
I think that was done with a ploy to it, Ivor, but who knows. Williams now on his way off a short run. Not very much of a run-up. Couple of steps on his way out to both. The pair gets a little rich, chops it down towards the 3-point in the gully. The man running around to his left picks up, but that before the batsman gets a single. And Damon Wellington, the man of the moment, the man has been in all the action so far, Ivor Henry, in the previous over.
Yes, this guy is bowling off spinners. You can tell from his action and field placing. Seems to be steady, Eddie.
So here is Williams now on his way now. Just flicks it off the path down towards the fine leg region. They're going for one. They're coming back for a second. Davis runs around from the deep long leg position. Rifles the return in one bounce to the wicketkeeper. So the batsman completes two. So two more to Bawani. Two more to the total. Takes the total now to 107 or 109 according to my score. 109 for the loss of 2 wickets. So, Ivor, it's early days yet for the international team. The delivery wide up high line of the awesome, and he's beaten the overcomes to an end. They're chasing 266 of victory. They are 109 for a loss of 2 wickets. Ivor.
That good first over there by the young man, Eddie. He would have kept things in check. There's no signs of aggression there apart from the one shot that was played to deep mid-wicket. But all they would have got for their worth was 1-1. So, batsmen are doing some tidying up there and meeting in mid-wicket conference, probably working their strategies, saying that over didn't produce too many for us. But they're going to get things right. They're still in the middle overs, but the battle goes on between Damon Wellington and these international cricketers. He's a bit hype, you know, Eddie.
And this is the good time to do some real hard smacking on Damon Wellington, because you know he's going to bowl a few short pitch deliveries and try to even get a couple of balls to raise it more to the level of a short lifting deliveries. So Ivor family,
yes, and my family
come and Chibu to pay him a short visit. So he haven't seen them in quite a number of months. So here is Wellington now. One is went out to both the pair, and pair was looking to slap it between cover. Didn't make contact.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Eddie. People coming as far north as Port St. Lucie, and the kids are out in the numbers and they're having fun. Would you like to say hello? You're live on radio.
Say hi.
Say hi.
Say see you.
You're smiling away. Say see you. Yeah, we have a little one here from Port St. Lucie, and I'm telling you, everybody's come out in their numbers here. So it's good to see you. Good to see you, Tash. Okay.
So, Ivor, while you were chip-chatting with friends and families, there was a ball being placed up towards the wide long on position, being fielded there by Wallace in the deep, and one more to the total, one more to Joey Pier. And the one is up towards long off. Forbes is out here. He picks up, but cannot prevent the batsman from getting a single. So it's 112 now. It's 111 according to my score. All ones, Ivor. Those are your numbers.
Yeah, the Nelson, Eddie. We call it 111, the Nelson. And let's see what will happen. Something's happened at this number, you know.
The more things happen, the more they remain the same. Or the more they change, the more it remains the same. We'll play it in towards the onside. Knocked down there by the man White. And the batsman can get no run. So Ivor, the sun is beaming down in all its glory.
Yes, you need the vitamin D, Eddie.
I'm not sure about that. Here is Damien Wellington. And he's going out to both. The pair turns it off. But out towards wide backward of square. Roper is giving chase. They're gone for one. Will they come back for the second? Yes, no. But Joey Pier was caught in the middle of no man's land and was sent back by one at the very last moment, Ivor.
Well,
they really
think,
don't need this.
Yeah, it was pretty suicidal there. But Joey Pier was bent on taking on the arm of the veteran Roper. And you can see Roper holding his arm there with that photo. So I think Joey Pier was onto something.
I would have certainly taken on the arms of Owen Roper. That ball had two written all over from the moment it left the bat. Here is Wellington. Now one is ready on to slow delivery. Ball to Bawani. Bawani plays out into the outside. Being fielded there by Grant. The over comes to an end. They're chasing 266 for victory. And Ivor, there's some 112 after some 17 overs.
And Eddie, I would follow up on what you said there. If I were batting with you, I would not only allow you to take on the arm of Roper, I'll tell you we have to take on his arm and his legs. We are running two, going on three.
All the way. And that was written all over it from the moment it left the bat. So there must have been something that Bawani saw in the return that he decided against coming back for the second run.
I'll tell you something he did not see. He was not wrong when Roper was at his best. So he would think that Roper is still agile and fit and ready. But I can tell you right now, Roper has gone in the category of a Grant.
So Williams is going to continue from the northern end. Just waiting for the umpire to get into the square leg position. He does so now. Here is Williams now. Off a couple of runs. Step goes to Pier. Pier gets a lift in delivery. And Ivor, the wicket continues to play uneven.
Yes, that one made some height there, but Joey Pier had the right idea in mind. He wanted to play with soft ones around the corner for two.
Certainly, there is no one at the backward of square position, short backward square position, that is, or even the short mid-wicket position. Joey Pier is in behind it, covering up, pushing it into the onside. And it is your man there, your man Grant, comes across to his left-hand field, and this time, he cannot get it past Grant.
Yes, the aged Grant.
So here is Williams now on his way now. The ball to Pier. Pier chops it down towards the wide third man position. Ivor, second slip, and they get a single.
No. Three dots.
Oh, so three comfortable dot ball. I'm sorry, Ivor. I don't know what I was looking at there. Probably being blindsided by the sun. Here is Williams now on his way now to Pier. Pier is four defensive, bottom pad, extremely close together. Four dot balls. And as you always say, Ivor, not only early days, but dot balls are good.
Yes, in any form of cricket, dot balls are good, especially in the limited form. You can dot all day in tests.
So Williams has decided to keep the run rate in check and keep these two batsmen in check. Five legal deliveries, five dot balls in a row. And not very often in this game, Ivor, we have seen that today.
Yes, indeed. The young man, good off spinner. He's young, he's agile, and let's see.
He might be a little bit frustrated now. Here is Boltry, and he's trapped on the pad. There's a loud appeal, but not outside the umpire. Williams was all the way down in Joey Pier's face, and Ivor, at the end of the day, he was looking to swing it out towards the backward square position or even wide mid-wicket. The ball kept a bit low, and umpire Maxi Dyer out of the island of Jamaica didn't raise the index finger.
And quite rightly so, Eddie. That one was strained down the leg side. It was a quicker, flatter delivery. Joey Pier tried to sweep it around the corner. And Eddie, I dare say, that's the first maiden of the day. Well bowled, young man. No, that's, beg your pardon? Third maiden of the day, I beg your pardon, but first for the young man.
So certainly Williams has come on and his introduction has proved to be somewhat fruitful to this point, even though he hasn't taken a wicket. He has been able to shackle, tie the hands of these international batsmen thus far, Ivo.
Yes, 112 it is here, and that is the latest score here at the Lake Stevens Elementary.
So we are going to watch them in Wellington. Who will be bowling the 18th over from the commentary box? And both of one is playing out into the outside. Again, Grant comes across and knocks it down. But he cannot pick it up cleanly. And the batsman gets a single.
But well done there by Grant. Because if it would have passed him, they would have got an additional run for sure.
I'm sure that when Grant gets home tonight, Ivor, I'm not sure if he'll be able to drive himself home. He might have to call a cab. He's going to have to do a lot of... soaking here is Wellington now on his way to bowl to pair, gets a delivery, looking to sweep it into the backward square position or down towards fine leg. The ball coming off the low portion of the pad.
And we have, we have Mr. David Maitland who is with us today. I meant to call you today, so I'll talk to you off here.
So here you see now Wellington begins to move in from the commentary box run off a short run past the umpire now. Both two coming out towards long on. Wallace is out there. He comes across and knocks it down. Tremendous bit of feeling there by Wallace. The young man just come across to his left, Ivor Henry, and just knocks it down without hesitation.
Good cricket all around, and an applaud and a sure sense of appreciation there shown by the bowler to the fielder, because that had four runs written all over it.
Cricket, lovely cricket. Here is Damien Wellington off a shorter run. Passing by both of one. Slow delivery. Something around the tucked it off the pad. They're going for one. And that's all it will be. Martin is out in the deep, Ivor. The man that scored some 44 not out. And he managed to knock it down and prevent the batsman from getting two.
Good cricket all around, Eddie.
Damien Wellington continue to move in from the commentary box and passing by a ball. So Joey Pay gets a delivery coming down towards the deep fine leg region. It will go into the boundary. Let's see if that gets the pad or the bat, Ivor. The signal comes in now from umpire Raghunath. And it is four runs all over. So four more to the total, four more to Joey Pierre. It takes the total now to 100 and... So it's 119 for the loss of two wickets. And I'll give you Joey Pierre's figure in just a minute, as soon as the tabulation comes in. So international going great guns here. They're going after the runs, Ivor, without any hesitation, without reservation. Here is Wellington on his way to bowl to Pierre. Pierre opens the face of the bat, guided down towards the white third man region. Grant comes across from the point position. He picks up, but cannot prevent the batsman from getting a single. One more to Grant, one more to Pierre, one more to the total, 120 for the loss of two wickets.
So after maiden in the previous over, we had some 6 runs coming off that over, Eddie. And like I said, international has been asked to work and work and work hard. And this can be a ploy coming from Oswald Park as well, because these legs are not going to be holding up running singles in here, trying to get all the way to 266 runs for victory. But nonetheless, it's proper cricket. We are into the middle overs, and these guys are approaching the game in an intelligent manner. There's not any gung-ho. At the same time, the Oswald Park captain is ringing in the changes. Damien Wellington came on and has caused some excitement. But the young man from the far end has been really steady.
Williams it is, who's going to continue from the northern end. Just a couple of steps, Ivor Henry begins to move in from the northern end. Past the umpire, bowls to Pierre. And Pierre gets a delivery, pushing it back past the bowler, but cannot pass Roper, who comes across and knocks it down. So Pierre is on 37. Pierre is on 35. And I'll give you Bawani's figure in just a second. Chops it down towards the point and gully region. Wellington comes across, knocks it down, and the batsman had to scamper back in their respective creases. Ivor.
Good cricket all around there. Damien is like a he's like a live wire, you know, Eddie. He's everywhere and he does everything aggressively.
Yeah, coming down towards the deep fine leg region. It will come into the boundary for four, just below the scorer's table, just below the commentary booth, and four lovely runs to Joey Pierre.
At least I get to feel a ball, Eddie, but he's behind the boundary. Came right into the boundary. Came into the commentator's booth here, Eddie.
Indeed.
So that's the first four of the young man. He was string in line there, and he got the treatment that delivery deserved. I mean, he was not full-blown blooded sweep shot, but he got enough top edge onto it, went into no man's land, and trickled into the boundary board just beneath us here in the commentary box.
So with that scoring shot, Joey Pierre goes on to 39, but one is on 37, looking to chop it down between the point and the gully region. Damien Wellington comes across and fields, and there can be no run for Pierre this time. The total remains on 124 for the loss of some two wickets. Here is Williams on his way now to bowl to Pierre for his forward defensive. And again, he cannot score.
Yes, and we have some gamesters behind us here, and like I say, the wages are going up, Eddie.
Here is Williams now on his way to both to Pierre, and Pierre stripped it away out towards back of the square. Davis is there, and either he goes down on one knee and finally gets up.
Chose a wayward, wild throw back to the wicketkeeper. Again, this time he didn't cost his team anything, but Davis, being the captain and leader of the team, leaves a lot to be desired in his fielding.
And certainly, Ivor, that takes the total now to 125 for the loss of some three wickets, two wickets. And we have the completion of 20 overs just being completed.
So we're at the half a mark in terms of bowling, but we're nowhere near the half a mark in terms of the runs getting. They started off needing over 6 runs and over, Eddie, and the runs per over weight has been climbing and climbing.
Well, certainly, I have news for you at this very same juncture. Aswell Park 125 for 4.
Yes, but the target has been set though, Eddie. The gentlemen who are chasing has got to keep up. They can't afford to fall too far behind because they would have batted and made their runs when they had all the energies in store. The chasers has been chasing leather in the field all day, and now they have to go and chase runs. They're doing it twice. They're chasing twice.
Well, perhaps they enjoy chasing twice, Ivor, and you might very well have a match on hand. We're going to see Forbes, who's going to pick up the attack from the northern end, and he will pick up from where Damien Wellington left off. So,
well, I hope not pick up from where Damien left off.
In terms of bowling, that is. Let me clarify that, Ivor.
Yes, because Damien he's been operating like a live wire. He has a buzz.
And as we're now to bowl to Pierre, he gets the first delivery, looking to push it into the offside. Ball getting on the low portion of the pad. And the fielder coming across and field to his own bowling, and there can be no run. So the total remains in 125 for a loss of some two wickets.
127, is it?
125. So Forbes, very tall, lanky man out of Jamaica. Here is he now on his way to the boat up here. He lets it go by outside the off stump, and Ivor, that wasn't a good, that wasn't a bad decision by Pierre in the end.
Well played. It seemed well off the seam. The young man is bowling medium paces. That one had a little waist swinger. It seemed like he had some reverse swing on that one, Eddie.
He's walking back towards his bowling mark, not with any sense of urgency at all. The Aswell Park players realizing that they have a lot of runs on the board, but they also have to realize that this too can be overtaken.
But of course, it's cricket. It's a game of glorious uncertainty.
So one thing is certain here is Forbes. Now one is went out to both. Pierre, this goes down the leg side. It's a wide delivery. It goes into the boundary board just about now. The signal comes in from umpire Ragnath, and it is
five wide.
So the extra goes up by five, and it's 129, 130. According to my scorer, 130 for the loss of two wickets, and things seems to be going the way International has planned. Here is Forbes now, getting to move in passing by Bosu. Pierre tucks it into the outside. Grant comes into play, but he cannot prevent the batsman from getting a single. So one more to Pierre, one more to the total. It takes the total now to 131 for the loss of two wickets. And Joey Pierre inching ever so closely to that half-century mark, Ivor Henry. And Bawani is giving him lots of support. Here is Forbes now on his way now to bowl to Bawani. Bawani looking to turn it into the onside. Didn't make contact the ball, ballooning off the outer portion of the pad.
We have Damien here, live wired here. And in his bowling here, he was very, very confident in appeal for caught behind of Joey Pierre. What was happening over there, especially you have to run back to the boundary board to give some instructions?
I thought that the umpire opinion was that he did not hear it, and I thought it was a clear decision. I thought the ball did play, but the umpire decision was that he did not hear the ball.
Okay.
Fourth, now one is went out of ball to Bawani. Bawani gets a lift in the leg, pushed out into the short mid-wicket position. Short mid-on position, rather. The man comes across in wide. He picks up, but cannot, and the batsman cannot get a single. So the total remains at 131 for the loss of 2 wickets. So here is Forbes now off a long run, generating some speed as he goes, and wide delivery down the leg side. It is the ball coming out the outer portion of the pad, not outside the umpire. The over comes to an end, looking to get 266 with victory, and after some 21 overs, internationals, so 131 for the loss of 2 wickets. Igor.
Yes, Eddie, and we have a lovely lady here just wondering how she's enjoying her cricket. How are you enjoying your cricket there?
Very well. I'm enjoying the cricket very well.
Very good.
You might want to ask her where she's from, but she looks like she's from St. Kitts, Nevis, your neck of the woods.
Well, at least they're out in the numbers, and she said she's enjoying the cricket, and that's what really matters.
Well, certainly. It is indeed a pleasure. Just in red, and does the red shirt there is any indication of any political affiliation?
Well, St. Kitts Labour Party is all red in St. Kitts, and they're the incumbent government going into an election soon. I heard elections there is imminent, because there's a vote of no confidence was filed against the government, and if it goes to the House, I think it's gonna pass.
So here is William now, who's going to continue from the far end, passing by both to PNP, gets a delivery, looking to slap it out towards the cover point region. Didn't make contact, the ball going through to the wicketkeeper. He collected cleanly, and there is no run. So Williams to continue from the far end, both to PNP, gets a delivery, ballooning off the outer portion, the inner portion of the pad, Ivor Henry, and it would have gone into the hands of the man at the silly mid-off position. But luckily, there is none.
Well, Joey Pier, and he's doing yeoman service for himself and international, inching up to the 50 mark.
So here is Williams on his way out of both of Pier, and Pier cannot get it past Wellington at the cover position. So we have some 3 bat balls, Ivor.
Yes, and he's now looking at his bat. And you know what this is about a bad workman? He blames his tools.
Well, didn't think he had enough wrist onto that. Here is Williams' slow delivery. Back past the bowler. They're gone for one. And that's all it will be. As White is out in the deep, he picks up and rifles the return in one bounce to the bowler. The batsman gets a single. So one more to Pier, one more to the total. They take the total now to 132 for the loss of some 2 wickets.
Yes, and the umpires in this match, Wagnott and Dwyer.
Williams now. Bawani driving out towards cover. White is giving chase. The batsman going for one. They're coming back for a second. And it is always 2 runs written all over that, Ivor, from the moment he left the bat.
But not necessarily 2 runs, because there was a sloppy bit of feeling there by young Forbes there. I know he's playing with an injured finger. He has some bandage around his left hand, so he must have been favoring that left hand. But if he would have effected the stop, it would have been a lovely shot for nothing. But in the end, they did get 2 runs, and that's all that matters, Eddie. So you're not missing any cricket here. Joey Pier been doing some mends to his pads.
Here is Williams on his way now to bowl to Bawani. Bawani just tickled down towards the gully region and looking to get a single, but was sent back. The over comes to an end. At the end of it, they're looking to get 266. And after the completion of some 22 overs, they're 134 for the loss of some 2 wickets.
Yes, so some 18 overs left. So the overs are not a problem. The wickets right now are not a problem. What would be in question would be in the endurance of these 2 batters at the wicket. They've been there for quite a long time, Eddie. The partnership is building. But as I would have said earlier, these guys are no spring chicken, especially Joey Pier. But Bawani seems to be, you know, of tender years. And I dare say he looks good in his approach in the batting. They're not ruffled by any means. But I'm still saying that there's still a long way to be from home, but 134 with wickets in the bank and a lot of batters still in the hut to come on out. They've got to dig deep and decide to just go all gung-ho as long as there's wickets in the bank. And if they can get it down to the last 10 overs, needing probably 10 runs and over, I think it could be had, Eddie, if these two would say bat for the next 8 overs or so.
I'm pretty much sure that Joey Taylor has been in many championship games, many tough games back in his career, over his career, so to speak. And this, I'm sure, is no different. Slapping out towards the cover region. Blake is out there. He comes in off the boundary, but cannot prevent the batsman from getting a single. So one more to Joey Pier. Takes the total now to 136.
Well, these batsmen have been made to work for every bit of run, with the occasional four, you know, once in a blue moon, Eddie, even though it's high sun.
So Forbes continue. Here is Eno from the commentary box in Pazio by Bose, number one. One is in the air. Drop it between no man's land, Ivor. And I don't think that he get a good hold of that delivery.
No, but that was always going to be safe because Damien Wellington is just beneath us here in the commentary booth at wide long off. And we have the short extra cover in the skipper himself. So it was a well-measured shot in the end.
So he just played it with safe hands, played it into the safe position. Just dropping between Wellington and Davis. He gets a single. Here is out. This one will go away, Ivor. There is absolutely no question about it. Delivery outside the line of the off stump, and it got the treatment it deserved.
Yes, Witt given there. And Forbes guilty of offering Witt to Joey Pier, and he just had to get some bat onto that. There's no man on the deep backward point boundary saving four. So once you would have passed Gary Grant, the lone man in the point region, the third man has been all day long been wide of fine third man, but now he's been pushed wider after the horse would have left the barn.
Here is, you know, both
of them. Oh,
he's out caught behind. Yes, he goes. And redemption for the little man outside the line of the off stump. Joey Pay going back to play the same exact shot. Ball peeling off the outer edge of the bat. And redemption there for the man with the plan.
Shot repeated. And I can say, I can say here, with all the experience in the world of Joey Pay, he should have said, I had four in that over before. And that is Mr. Forbes' son. We just can't keep him out of the game, Andre.
I told him a Forbes going to take his wicket, and it has to happen. My son, go in.
Well, it seems as if that this gentleman is borderline genius, because he said his son is going to take Joey Pier's wicket, and Mr. Forbes here is a former international player himself. He would have played many matches with Joey Pier, but Joey Pier slowly walks back to the pavilion, a dejected man. But what can I say? He would have done good for his team, but the instructions that would have come out of his camp would have asked him to bat up into the 30 overs. And then they would have made an assessment. And like I said, Eddie, they would have needed 10, 12 runs and over, and he was still there. I think they would have really given it a go. But is this the beginning of the end, or do we still have some more legs coming out of the hut from the international camp?
Well, I don't think that you can count them out. They wouldn't want to be counted out. Joey Pier got some 43. Ivor, fire 43. And certainly a little bit of redemption there for Forbes, who was just struck beautifully for four by Joey Pier in the previous delivery.
Well, yes, indeed. It was a beautiful square drive. It was in the air a bit, but it was well placed. And I can say it's always a joy for any bowler, having been struck, whether out of the park or into the boundary board, to come back the very next delivery and get their man. It's always redemption time, Eddie.
So we saw Top Gun comes across to the scorer's table and in front of the scorer's booth. Probably wanted to find out the score, Ivor. You think that he's Top Gun at his age now?
Well, I think he was in the movie Top Gun because he's sporting an orange shirt. You cannot miss him in the darkness of night.
So Wilson is the new batsman being introduced. First delivery played into the onside where the ball came off the outer portion of the pad. And the signal comes in from the umpire. It's a leg by, so one more to the total. It takes the total now to 137. 137 it is for the loss of three wickets. Joey Pier was the last man to go, caught off the bowling of Forbes. By the wicketkeeper here, we see now one is went out to bowl to Bawani. Bawani pushing it straight to the bowler. He comes across and fields. So the end of the over comes to an end. Looking to get 266 for victory. International, they are 137 for the loss of 3 wickets. Ivor.
Yes, like Andre Forbes, he has a son playing for the Oswald Park. We have Byron Bose here who has a son playing for International. So they're passing on their traits. So what's your prediction?
Well, International at 141 for three still have the upper edge and this game.
And this game. So your son bowled particularly well when he was in the field. Do you expect him to do particularly well in the batting when he's come as a batter?
Well, I tell him, I just expect him as, if he give us 30 runs, that's very, very good. So, you know.
So he's good enough to give you 30 runs?
Most definitely.
Most definitely. Well, we shall see. Okay. Thank you, sir. That is Byron Bowes of international fame who would have passed on the mantle to his son, Mr. Bowes, who would have bowled very well. We'll give you his figures in a minute or two. Mr. Bowes, he would have bowled some 8 overs for 42 runs, and he took the first wicket of the match.
So we're going to see Williams continue from the far end, Bowes to Wilson. Wilson gets a little wrist, stands up straight, pushing it back along the track, and Williams is not in any hurry either to collect the ball, and realizing that the overs are going and the batters are not really playing him comfortably. So Williams continue from the northern end. Couple of steps passed on by Maxi Dyer now. Both of Wilson. Wilson gets a little bit ducked out into the short point position. The man comes across as Wellington. He picks up. And again, the batsman can get no runs. So two consecutive that deliveries, Ivor.
I'm impressed with this bowler, Eddie. I kid you not. He's been very steady. He has bowled one loose ball down the left side that's been swept for four.
So here is Williams now. And he's went out to both of Wilson. And Wilson is foul defensive. Bat and pad extremely close together. And again, the batsman cannot score. And again, it's a that ball. Three consecutive that ball. Williams again off a shorter run now. Ball to Wilson. Wilson opens the face of the bat. And again, Wellington comes. Well, this time it is Wallace who comes across and fields. And there can be no run. So the total remains at 139. Well, 141, according to my score, and Wilson is forward defensive, pushed out into the short mid-on position. Gary Grant comes across. He picks up, and the batsman can get no run. So, what, some 5 legal deliveries, Ivor, that balls? So, the young man, Williams, continued to be extremely impressive from the northern end. Here is, you know, pass the ball down the leg side. This time, it's a wide delivery, and he is not happy. Stand up, hands akimbo, Ivor.
Yes, he was on his way to bowling his second maiden of this match, and he spoiled it with a wide down the leg side so far.
Here we see now on his way out the ball to Wilson. This time, Wilson is foul defensive. The over comes soon, and at the end of the over, International chasing 266 for victory. They are some 141 for the loss of 2 wickets. And after comments from Ivor Henry, and after comments from your man, the Ivor, the former captain of Aswell Park.
So why would you have abandoned Oswald Park? I mean, you have to tell me something here now.
I wouldn't need to talk nothing right now. Oswald Park is never abandoned to us. Oswald Park is our team at all times.
Well, there you have it. You had it yourself. He did not abandon ship. He would have passed on the mantle to the young Wellingtons and the Shaquilles and the Whites and stuff. But by no means a former cricketer, because he did participate in the Lauderhill Sports Park night cricket, the Badesi cricket.
So here is Forbes now, of a new over, both to Bawani. Bawani looking to turn it off the pad. There's going to be just missing it by just about maybe quarter of an inch. Ivor, let's see what the umpire signal, if that actually gets a touch. No, the signal comes in, it's leg byes. So 2 leg byes to the international total. Take the total now to 144, 144 for the loss of some 3 wickets, Ivor.
Yeah, that was well done there by Shaquille Forbes. He was giving it all his worth to get a wicket by a run-out route.
So Forbes now on his way down to both, but Wani gets the lifting delivery. Ivor, the wicket continues to play uncertain. one was being pushed out in towards the wide third man, more like a deep point position.
And I'm telling you, Forbes continues to get that reverse swing. The ball is somewhat 30 almost overs there. He's shining one half of the ball, and that one started down the leg and ended up outside the off stump, Eddie.
So Forbes off a short one. Generating a lot of speed as he goes forward now. And as he warmed up, Ivory, the more over he goes, seems like the more he generates a lot of speed.
He's a young man, you know, Eddie. He's somewhere in the region of 6'2 to 6'4. And he batted beautifully today. He stemmed the tide when it needed.
Here is, you know, begins to move in past the umpire. Wilson, Wilson gets a nasty delivery. Had to take the right hand away. And Ivor, for a lot of pace coming out of the wicket, the early afternoon or the late afternoon, late evening moisture, perhaps having the wicket doing a lot of different things.
That's youth for you, Eddie, at this juncture. He's still a guy that can go sleepless nights and still full with energy. He's coming from a long way up, Eddie. So you see that awkward bounce he would have gotten there? It's all him. From his height, he's coming from a high action. Look at him. He's good for cricket.
Happy I didn't have to face him in my days on his win out of boats. But one he gets a nasty delivery. Must have dropped in his toes.
Yeah, Yorker in going past the leg stump. But there was a good delivery there. Another dot goes into the book, Eddie.
And Bawani is in some discomfort now. He's going to take the left pad off Ivor. And not a good sign for Bawani. The umpire leaving from the square leg position now, and they're asking for the medical team to come onto the field.
Well, Eddie, that one was from hand to boot. And I know he's playing in some soft boots, so he's in considerable pain. He took his shoes off. He gave it a little kiss, and I hope it's not a kiss goodbye. We don't want anybody to be losing their foot or their footing, Eddie.
And I'm telling you, he's going to be in a lot of pain tonight. Wait until that settling when he gets stale. I've been there on numerous occasions. It's not the best of feeling. You wake up in the morning and you really cannot put that foot down to walk when you try to get up off the bed. And certainly Bawani, I'm sure, will not be any different. He's putting back the pad on now, so about to resume.
Yes, well, Eddie, I'm going to remind our listeners out there via the internet and online with us that we are going to be leaving you in about, say, 6 minutes or so, and we're going to be signing back on again. We would have thought this game would have ended anywhere around just after five, but we still have a long way to go, so we're going to go into the 6 o'clock hour and take you from here, and we're going to finish this match in its entirety.
So Forbes now to continue to bowl to Bawani. Runs in now, passing by both of Bawani. Bawani is driving out towards extra cover, past the Davis, and it is four runs. It is four runs. It pulls Damien Wellington behind the boundary, looking to throw it back into the field of play. Umpire Dagonath will have none of that. And the signal comes in now. Four lovely runs from Bawani out into the cover region. Ivor, four more to the total.
Yeah, but that was a good effort there by young Damien there. He made a valiant effort to save at least two runs there, but his body was in contact with the ball while he was outside. And by way of rules, it would have been four runs. So he himself wouldn't have known where he was. So he turned and they asked the crowd for support. And everybody confirmed that he did allow the ball to go for four, even though he would have made a gallant effort to save his team two runs.
He did get the support, but not the kind of support that he was looking for.
Well, he just was saving two runs, Eddie, because he had to cover some good grounds going to his left. But what I can say, it was a beautiful shot, beautifully played, well executed, into the gap, well timed. And by no means, the young man would be denied four runs.
So the over comes to an end. It's 149 for the loss of some three wickets. And we're going to see the continuation of Williams from the far end. On his way now to bowl to Williams. Williams gets a delivery. It will go into the boundary for four. Loose delivery either outside the line of the off stump. And Wilson made no mention of it. It gave him the treatment it deserved.
Yes, wit given there. And he's only human, Eddie. He's been bowling a tight line for most of his deliveries. And this one was a looping one outside the off stump. And the batsman extended his arm, played it over the infield. And once he would have gone over the infield, it was over the boundary rope and four runs.
Williams on his way now to both Wilson and again the wide delivery outside line of the Arsenal. Slap it into the direction of Wallace, who comes across and field and prevent the batsman from getting a single.
Well, the dot goes into the book, Eddie. So good comeback there by the bowler.
So here is he now on his way now to bowl to Wilson. Wilson gets a delivery, pushing it into the, just dropping a dead bat on him and feeling, just helping out the bowler. And one would have thought that the bowler or perhaps the wicketkeeper would have given a little appeal, but in the general interest of the game and in good sportsmanship, it's a wide delivery outside line of the off stump. So one more to the total. Total now goes up by one. So it's 153 for the loss of 3 wickets. International chasing 266 of victory. Here is Williams now on his way now to bowl to Wilson. Wilson's driving out to back past the bowler. So finds White in the way. So one more to Wilson, one more to the total. Take the total now to 154 for the loss of some 3 wickets. Stands up straight, pushing it into the direction of Wallace. Again, the batsman cannot get a single. So, good bit of cricket, Ivor. An international fighting back. And doing so, even with the loss of Joey Pearce wicket, caught off the ball in a 4 for some 43. And this one will go. It has enough legs. I don't think that he'll be able to pull it back. It beats him into the boundary board. Damien had to abandon the chase just about now, Ivor. 4 more to the man, Wilson.
So first and the last delivery there of that over was given width. And the batsman, White, extended his arms. First one was in the air and over the head of the infieldsman. And the second one was played between the gap. Beautifully done. 4 more ones and 4 more useful ones for international.
The over comes to an end. The end of the over is 158 for the loss of 3 wickets, and we have some 25 overs completed, Ivor.
Yes, and let me remind our listeners there that we will be leaving you for 30 seconds or so in another 3 minutes or so, but we will be back, and we have quite a bit of interesting program lined up for you after this cricket match here, because Jamaica has been dethroned by the might of Trinidad and Tobago.
So I'm sure all the Trinidad and Tobago fans and supporters around the world are extremely happy. Here is 12 and 1 is went out to bowl to Wilson just tickled out off the path down towards the short long leg position. The man comes across, well, the umpire comes across and signal leg by. So in fact it came off the lower portion of the pad. So one more to the total. Take the total now to 159, according to my score. And my score to my right, they're doing extremely good job, Ivor. I have to give them a little bit of
some aggression there shown by Shaquille Forbes. Batsman dancing down the wicket to him, playing it back along the wicket to him. And he's trying to keep him honest. He rifles back the one-out attempt there. Taken there by the wicketkeeper.
So 159 it is for the loss of 3. Here is Forbes on his way now to bowl to Bawani. One is on driving back past the bowler.
He's feeling that effect from that knocker. So in a minute, we are going to be thinking, so we'll see how much of this over we can get before we break away.
Hopefully, we'll be able to see the completion of Forbes over. Here is he now on his way. Begins to move in off a short run. Bowls to Wilson. Wilson just tucked out the pad out to him towards the short mid-wicket position. Man comes across and field. In front of the square leg umpire, Fowler Square. So one more to the total. Take the total now to 160. 160 for the loss of 3 wickets. Forbes operating from the commentary box and not in any great deal of hurry either. As if he is to say he already has the game won. So 160 for the loss of 3 wickets. So here is Forbes now.